بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we declare that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salam and salam be upon the Prophet, his noble and pure family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Tonight, inshallah, we'll start the topic on tafsir, the explanation of the Quran, from the angle of the basics or the foundations of this knowledge pertaining to the meaning of the noble Quran. So this will inshallah be based upon the book entitled Usulun Fit Tafsir, Foundations in Tafsir, which is by our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala. And the Shaykh rahimahullah wrote this book on this date. Okay, the Shaykh rahimahullah wrote this book on this date, the 18th of the 12th month of the Islamic year 1408. And the first print came in 1409, corresponding to 1989. And the Shaykh rahimahullah, in the introduction to his book, said, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. We praise Him and we seek His help and forgiveness, and we repent to Him. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. We seek refuge in Allah from our evil selves and from our wrong deeds. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none who can misguide. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, there is none who can guide. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. And I further testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. وحده alone. لا شريك له. Without a partner or associate. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I further testify that Muhammad is Allah's slave and messenger. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه. And those who follow on their path. وسلم تسليما. أما بعد, it proceeds then. He said that it is particularly important that in every aspect of knowledge that the person knows the foundations of such knowledge. Such that this would be of a help to understand and to relate matters to these foundations. And in this respect, his knowledge will be based upon firm foundations, deeply firm. And as it is said, من حرم الأصول حرم الوصول. The one who is deprived of the foundations is deprived from attaining the objectives, in this case the understanding of the deen. And from the most magnificent sciences or knowledge and highest in rank is the knowledge of tafsir, which is the explanation of the meanings of Allah's words and speech. And the people of knowledge, the learned scholars of Islam, had put foundations for this knowledge, as they did with respect to the knowledge of hadith and with respect to the fiqh, to the jurisprudence. And I, the Shaykh rahimahullah, added, and I wrote something of this knowledge to the students in the Islamic institutions that are under the supervision of Imam Muhammad bin Saud Islamic University. And some people asked me to have this material published so that it would be easily available, and I responded positively to that, and I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it of a benefit. This is part of the introduction of this book. And then the Shaykh went on as to putting the contents for the material. And we're going to go directly to the first chapter. And the first chapter is under the title Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem, the Noble Qur'an. What is the Qur'an? What is the meaning of the Qur'an linguistically? The Qur'an, from the language aspect, is an infinitive, meaning means recitation, or it means jam', meaning collection or collecting. So it is matlu, being recited, or it is recited. This is one meaning. And the other meaning is jami'un لجمعه الأخبار والأحكام, a collection, because it collects the information and the rulings. It could also mean مجموع, collected, because it is collected in the مصاحف, the plural of مصحف, the copies of the Quran which we have, or collected in the chests of men or people. This is from the linguistic aspect. And from the Sharia meaning, the Quran is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brought down on His Messenger and final and last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and which starts with Surah Al-Fatiha. It begins with Surah Al-Fatiha, chapter of Al-Fatiha, and ends in Surah Al-Nas, the chapter of Al-Nas, chapter 114. Qala Allah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna nahnu nazzalna alayka al-Qur'ana tanzeela, as in Surah Al-Insan, which is chapter 76, verse 23. Inna nahnu nazzalna alayka al-Qur'ana tanzeela. Verily it is we who have sent down the Quran to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tanzila, meaning by stages. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf, which is chapter 12, verse 2, إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Verily we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran in order that you may understand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected this noble Quran, this magnificent Quran, from changes and from additions or omissions or and alterations, where he subhanahu wa ta'ala took it upon himself to preserve it, as in his saying, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily we have sent down the dhikr, meaning the dhikr, remembrance, and that's the Quran, wa inna lahu lahafidhun, and surely we will preserve it. Accordingly, many centuries passed, and such that no one from the enemies of the Quran was able to change in it anything, or add to it, or take from it, or alter anything, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unravels his affair and exposes his attempt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Quran by many descriptions and qualities indicating its magnificence and its blessings, its effects, its comprehensiveness, and that it is a judge over all the previous books. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hijr, which is chapter 15, verse 87, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. And indeed we have bestowed upon you seven of al-mathani, meaning the seven repeatedly recited verses, which is Surah Al-Fatiha, and the, look what Allah described his Quran by, and the grand Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also, describing the Quran, as in Surah Sad, chapter 38, verse 28, كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَتْدَبَّرُ آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. It should be the next one then. Surah 38. Yeah, this is a book, the Quran, which we have sent down to you, full of blessings. This is another description. Full of blessings that they may ponder over its verses, and that men of understanding may remember. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further described him in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 155, also describing him as blessings. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And this is a blessed book, the Quran, which we have sent down, so follow it and fear Allah, that is, don't disobey His orders, that you may receive mercy. Also in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah described it as a noble Quran in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, chapter 56, verse 77. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. Verily, this is an honorable reciter, meaning the Quran. And that it guides to all that which is upright, as in Surah Al-Isra', chapter 17, verse 9. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. Verily this Quran guides to that which is most just and right, and gives glad tidings to the believers. As to its effects, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it in Surah Al-Hashr 59:21. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. Had we sent down this Quran on a mountain, you would surely have seen it humbling itself and rendering asunder by the fear of Allah. Such are the parables which we put forward to mankind that they may reflect. And that it increases the iman, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah At-Tawbah, which is chapter 9:124. وَإِذَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And whenever there comes down a surah, a chapter from the Quran, some of them, the hypocrites, say, which of you has had his faith increased by it? As for those who believe, it has increased their faith and they rejoice. And as to those in whose heart there is disease, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. But as for those in whose heart is a disease of doubt, disbelief, or hypocrisy, it will add suspicion and doubt to their suspicion, disbelief, and doubt, and they die while they are disbelievers. And that the Quran is a warning, as in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 19. وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَغْ. نعم. Say, Allah is witness between me and you. This Quran has been revealed to me that I may therewith warn you and whomsoever it may reach. And in Surah Al-Furqan, in Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 25:52, فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. So obey not the disbelievers, but strive against them by the Quran, by preaching the Quran with the utmost endeavor with it, meaning the Quran. Now, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that his book is an explanation for everything and a guidance and a mercy and glad tidings to the Muslims, where he subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nahl chapter 16:89, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. And we shall bring you, and we have sent down to you the book, the Quran, as an exposition of everything, a guidance, a mercy, and glad tidings for those who have submitted themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that the Quran testifies in truth to the previous books of revelation, but it supersedes them and it's a judge over them all, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear in Surah Al-Ma'idah chapter 5:48. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ فَاحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ. And we have sent down to you, O Muhammad, the book, this Quran, in truth, confirming the scripture that came before it, and muhaiminan, trustworthy in height and in highness and a witness over it, meaning all scriptures. So judge between them by what Allah has revealed. Furthermore, the Quran is one of the sources of Islamic Sharia, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with it as a message to all mankind. قال الله تعالى تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. In Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 25, verse 1, تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Blessed be he who sent down the criterion, and the criterion meaning of right and wrong, which is the Quran, to his slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he may be a warner to al-alameen, to all that exist, mankind and jinns. Also, the message of the Quran, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka, 14, verse 1, Surah Ibrahim, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrija an-nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nuri bi-idhni rabbihim ila siratil azizil hamid. الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وويل للكافرين من عذاب شديد. كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم. سورة إبراهيم verse 1. كتاب أنزلناه إليك. This is a book which we have revealed unto you, O Muhammad, in order that لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. This is the book which we have revealed unto you, O Muhammad, in order that you might lead mankind out of darkness, the darkness of shirk and disbelief, into the light of tawheed, by their Lord's leave, to the path of the Almighty, the Owner, all praise. And the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a source of legislation as well, as it stated in the Quran. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 80, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ تَوَلَّى فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. He who obeys the messenger has indeed obeyed Allah, but he who turns away, then we have not sent you, O Muhammad, as a watcher over them. Na'am, yes. Then also in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 36, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. It is not for a believer, man or woman, when Allah and His Messenger have decreed a matter, that they should have any option in their decision. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed strayed in a plain error. Also, in this respect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hashr, 59 verse 7, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatsoever the messenger gives you, take it. And whatsoever he forbids you, abstain from it and fear Allah. Verily Allah is severe in punishment. Also to this effect, we read in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 31, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, to mankind, if you really love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins, and Allah is of forgiving, most merciful. So this is the first introduction concerning the Quran and its meanings, linguistic meaning, its Islamic meaning, as well as its qualities, its effects, and it being a source of legislation together with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning the authentic Sunnah. Now, the revelation of the Quran now. The Quran was brought down on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam the first time in the night of Al-Qadr in Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi laylat al-Qadr, which is 97 verse 1. Inna anzalnahu fi laylat al-Qadr. Verily we have sent it, this Quran, down in the night of Al-Qadr. Also Allah speaks about this in Surah Al-Dukhan, which is chapter 44 verse 3. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin inna kunna munzirin fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakeem amran min indina. We sent the Quran down on a blessed night, meaning the night of Qadr, in the month of Ramadan, the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. Verily we are ever warning. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states to this effect in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 185, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan in which was the Quran was sent down as guidance to mankind and proof of guidance and criteria. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he received the Quran, was, according to the most famous account with the people of knowledge, he was 40 years of age, as reported by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, and Atta and Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib and others. And this age of 40 is the age where full perfection of the intellect and contemplation takes place. And the one who brought down the Quran, or sent down the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was one of the close angels, the honorable ones to Allah, and his name is Jibreel alayhi salam. قال الله تعالى, Allah said about the Quran in Surah Al-Shu'ara 26 verse 193, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. The trustworthy Jibreel alayhi salam has brought down upon your heart, O Muhammad, that, meaning the Quran, that you may be one of the warners, in the plain Arabic tongue. Jibreel alayhi salam was qualified with great honorable qualities, generosity, might, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, high ranking and respect amongst the angels, trust, worthiness, beauty, purification, all qualities fitting to be a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trusted with the revelation to his messengers. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Takwir verse 81, chapter 81 verse 20, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ لِلْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ. Qualities of Jibreel. Verily, this is the word, this Quran, brought by a most honorable messenger, Jibreel, Gabriel, from Allah to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Furthermore, owner of power and high rank with Allah, the Lord of the throne, obeyed, trustworthy. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him further. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى in Surah Al-Najm 53 verse 6. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى. ذُو مِرَّةٍ, free from any defect in body and mind. فَاسْتَوَى, then he, Jibreel, rose and became stable. وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى, he taught him. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى, the one who taught him is qualified with these qualities. And also in Surah An-Nahl chapter 16 verse 102, قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِنْ رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ ليثبت الذين آمنوا وهدى وبشرى للمسلمين. Say, O Muhammad, روح القدس. Now this is another Jibreel عليه السلام. Allah سبحانه وتعالى also called him روح القدس. He brought down the Quran from your Lord with the truth, that it may be made firm, that it may make firm and strengthen the faith of those who believe, and as a guidance and glad tidings to those who have submitted as Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear to us the qualities of Jibreel alayhi salam, and they indicate the greatness of the Quran and the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of this book. For He doesn't send anyone who is great except in the great matters. This is concerning the sending down of the Quran. The other title is, what was sent first from the Quran? Definitely and firmly, the first verses that were sent down constitute the first five verses of Surah Al-Alaq, which is 96, and these are from 1 to 5. We read, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Read, in the name of your Lord who has created all that exists, has created man from a crop, piece of thick coagulated blood. Read, and your Lord is the most generous, who has taught the writing by the pen, has taught man that which he knew not. Then afterwards, there was a pause in the revelation for a while. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the first five verses of Surah Al-Muddathir, chapter 74. The first five verses of Surah Al-Muddathir, which is Surah number 74.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Ya ayyuhal muddathir qum fa'anzil wa rabbaka fakabbil wa thiyabaka fatahhir wal rujza fahjur wa la tamtastakthir wa li rabbika fasbir فإذا نقر في الناقور فذلك يومئذ يوم عسير على الكافرين غير يسير.
O thou enveloped in thy cloak, arise and warn, thy Lord magnify, thy raiment purify, pollution shun, and show not favor seeking worldly gain. For the sake of thy Lord be patient, for when the trumpet shall sound, surely that day will be a day of anguish, not of ease for disbelievers.
It is reported in الصحيحين صحيح البخاري and صحيح مسلم on the authority of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, concerning the beginning of revelation, she said, until Jibreel alayhi salam came to him while he was in the Ghar Hira, and then he commanded him to read, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ما أنا بقارئ, meaning I don't know how to read. And then the details of the hadith came in, and in there he taught him to say, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, read in the name of your Lord who has created, meaning all that exists, all the way until has taught man that which he knew not. Also in Sahih al-Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim, as in Hadith number 3, Part B, Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about, when he was talking about the pause in the revelation, he said, while I was walking, I heard something from above. And then he mentioned the narration, and it, and in it, in this narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the verses, Naam, read, Ya ayyuha al-muddathir, قم فأنذر, O you, O Muhammad, dressed up in garments, arise and warn, until the verse number 5. There are other verses which people have said that they were the first to be revealed. However, what's intended in their sayings is that first revealed concerning something particular. So this will be a restricted first. Like, for example, the hadith of Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, in the Sahihain, that he was asked by one of the companions by the name of Salama bin Abd al-Rahman. This companion Salama asked him, أي القرآن أنزل أول, which of the Quran was revealed first? Jabir said, يا أيها المدثر, Surah al-Muddathir, the verses that, O Muhammad, wrapped up in your garments, arise and warn, these verses. Abu Salama responded by saying, أُنْبِئْتُ أَنَّهُ اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ, I was told that the first that were revealed is Surah Al-Alaq, the beginning, اِقْرَأْ, read, in the name of your Lord who has created. Jabir said, لَا أُخْبِرُكْ, I don't tell you, إِلَّا بِمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ, except that which the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke of. He, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, said, quote, جاورت في حراء, when I I was in seclusion in the cave of Hira. And this hadith is number 444 in Sahih Bukhari. And when I completed my seclusion period, I came down from the cave and I heard a voice calling me, until he mentioned that he returned to Khadija and told her, wrap me, and pour some cold water on me, and then أنزل علي, and it was sent upon me, يا أيها المدثر, oh you the one who is wrapped up, arise and warn, till the end of verse 5. This thirst which Jabir mentioned here is a thirst in regard to what came after the pause in the revelation. So it is the first, yes, but the first in a particular sense, that it came after the pause of revelation. And this concerns the message now. Arise. What was revealed in Surah Iqra, Surah Al-Alaq, affirmed the prophethood of the Prophet. And what was revealed in Surah Al-Muddathir affirmed his messengership. Why? Because here it said, قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ, rise and proclaim and warn. And that's why, we'll come back. And that's why the people of knowledge said, إِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ نُبِّئَ بِإِقْرَأْ وَأُرْسِلَ بِالْمُدَّثِرْ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم received his prophethood by the verses of Iqra', Surah Al-Alaq, and was sent as a messenger by the verses of the Muddathir, Surah Al-Muddathir, Surah 74. The third subtitle is the sending down of the Quran can be classified into two types. Sending down the Quran can be classified into two types, ابتدائي وسببي, initial and causative. Let's write those down inshallah. Initial and causative. The first type, الابتدائي, the initial one, is not preceded by any cause that necessitates it. And this is the case with most of the verses in the Quran. And as an example to that is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 75. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. The verses, these came in the beginning, initially to expose the conditions of some of the hypocrites. However, what is famous amongst the people and the some of the Mufassireen, where there is a story regarding a person by the name of Tha'lab ibn Hatib, in a long story, and of them are some who made a covenant with Allah, if he bestowed on us of his bounty, we will verily give sadaqah and will be certainly among those who are righteous. Here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initiated the exposition of the affairs of the hypocrites. The story of Tha'laba, although famous in the books of tafsir and on the tongues of many admonishers, it is weak, inauthentic. So make a note of this. Make a note of this. You can find it in many books of tafsir. It is a weak story, although famous, but it is inauthentic. The second type is the causative type, which means there was a cause behind sending down the particular verses. And such causes are either, number one, a question being answered. For example, take chapter 2, verse 189. يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج. They ask you, O Muhammad, so there's a question here. They ask you, O Muhammad, concerning Al-Ahilla, the new moons. Qul, then comes the response. These are signs. To mark fixed periods of time for mankind and for the pilgrimage. So there came an answer. This is a revelation. There is a cause, and the cause is the question. And you have many like this in the Quran. For example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, the same chapter 2:219, when they asked about the alcoholic beverages and gambling, 2:219. And they ask O Muhammad concerning the alcoholic drink, والميسر and gambling, say in them is a great sin, and some benefit for them, but the sin of them is greater than their benefit, to the end of the verses. Also, the question concerning the menses, in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:2, all of this is in twos. ويسألونك عن المحيض قل هو أذن فاعتزلوا النساء في المحيض. They ask you, O Muhammad, concerning menstruation, say that it is adha, a harmful thing for a husband to have a sexual intercourse with his wife during the menses. Therefore, keep away from women during the menses and go not unto them till they have purified, etc. And many like this. So this is either in response to a question, or in response to some occurrences needing clarification or warning, like in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, take the story of what happened concerning the revelation of a group of people who mocked at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions during the expedition of Tabuk. Tabuk is a north western city in Arabia. 9:65. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ. These two verses here were revealed. If you ask them about this, about this, here is the story. A man from the hypocrites during the expedition to Tabuk said, "We haven't seen like those reciters of ours having great stomachs, big bellies, and we haven't seen like them lying utterances, lying tongues rather, and we haven't seen like them being so coward in the battlefield when they meet the enemies." They are talking and mocking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. when that reached the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah informed him and the Quran was revealed. So one of the hypocrites came apologizing to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam answering him by the revelation, أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَفْتَهْزِئُونَ. They said, we were only talking